I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese of New York is saying it is raising money to try and settle with 1,300 people who say they were sexually abused as minors by priests. Is it a time to go a step further and recognize that priests should be able to express the human desire for emotional and sexual feelings while still being able to provide their essential benefits to the Catholic community? Well, let's go through it. The New York Diocese says that it is raising at least $300 million to move toward a negotiated settlement. The Archdiocese says that it has agreed to a mediator and has begun cutting costs and selling assets, including its headquarters. Doing the math, it figures out to be some $230,000 per victim, and it could be a bit more or less. Remember, some of these victims have been waiting for financial damages for decades. An attorney representing a group of survivors says the church has taken a step in the right direction, but is saying that the settlement is far from done. He says this is the first time the Archdiocese has shown willingness to engage in any kind of process to bring resolution. He says that he is hopeful. Cardinal Timothy Dolan says the church has repeatedly acknowledged the sexual abuse of minors long ago and has brought shame on the church. He says, quote, "I once again ask for forgiveness for those who betrayed the trust placed in them by failing to provide for the safety of our young people," end quote. So he is praying for forgiveness for the priests who abused young people. Should the church not be working in a concrete way on making sure it's not still happening or will happen in the future? There are more than 1,000 accusers in Los Angeles as well. There's a settlement in New Orleans. There have been complaints worldwide about abuse. The broader issue might seem to be the very unrealistic goal of preventing men who want to perform God's work from fulfilling a very basic human, emotional, and physical desire, having intimate sexual relations. In the Western Catholic Church, there's a promise of celibacy, abstaining from marriage, and sexual relations. There's much debate about whether the Bible specifically requires celibacy, but the church promotes it. It forbids marrying, saying priests should dedicate themselves to God. Now, nobody's suggesting priests should be allowed to abuse minors or even go out bar hopping and party hardy, but, well, questions. Regarding the settlement in New York, is it enough to pay for the anguish of the victims? Could it ultimately bankrupt the church, taking away something very important to Catholics? Is the church really working now to find some kind of a settlement? Is it time for the church to find a way to realize priests, while men of God, should be able to live normal sex lives and be able to share their life with a person as well as God? Should the new pope and the Vatican step in now? What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.